And I'm going to read from verse 33 to 34. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble for its own. So, these things of don't worry, don't keep saying that we shall eat, what we shall eat, what shall we drink, what shall we wear. That is what the pagans are always looking for. So when this statement is saying like that, pagans are looking always for these things. So we can have a question. Yes, but we are Christians. We do need to eat. We need to drink. We need to wear clothes. What the pagans are needing, we need too. So when it says that we should not worry about it, what does it mean? Instead of worrying about this, it is another statement that was said that we should seek first the kingdom of God, which means that this we can seek them too. But first of all, we need to seek first the kingdom of God. Kingdom of God. So, who is the king of that kingdom? The kingdom, as we say, the kingdom is, we talk about the kingdom when we have an idea of the kingdom, the king. The king is the one who rules in the kingdom. The kingdom of the king. But when we can check in the Bible, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, you will see, we can go as quick as possible because we have so many verses we are going to compare with these things. So, if you can open Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, where it says, a son was given. So we can continue with that. We can read that to see who is that son who was given to us. Why he was given to us? What power had that son? Why God has given the son to us? For what? For doing what? So you can read the book of Isaiah. Chapter 9, verse 6. If you are ready, please help me to read that. Yes. Yeah. The Prince of Peace. He is the everlasting Father, a wonderful counselor. The government is on his shoulder, and he is the Prince of Peace. So when he came out in the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 14 to 15, when he came out in this world, he was preaching the gospel of the kingdom. when himself is the prince of that kingdom. Can you please read that? Mark 1, 14 to 15. Amen. So, he came, Jesus went into Galilee proclaiming the good news, the gospel of God. The time has come, he said, the kingdom of God has come near. So you need to repent and believe in the good news. Believe in the gospel. So he came as a king and he starts showing the people that the kingdom is now at the end. This is where the complication was when Jesus, he was announced that he the Messiah coming to redeem the Israelites, all the Jews who was under a colony of Romans Empire. So they were expecting him in the prophecy that he will come, and when he came, because he is the king of Jews, so he will take them out of slavery, out of that dominion of the Romans, then he will set his people free. But when he came, they were not expecting him come and be born like a baby. They were waiting him coming, coming like a king to come and rule. So this is why they didn't receive him, because he didn't come the way they were expecting him to come as a king. That was the big issue. But he has another plan, which was a hidden plan. He had, when he was saying that, he was telling them that I have other sheep who are not with these sheep. So I need to bring them together. They will hear my voice. I will bring them and put them together, and they will have only one shepherd. He was talking about the Gentile. But the Jews were expecting their king. They were seeing the political liberation. But he came in this way to redeem or to bring, spiritual liberation to the whole world. This is why he said he is the door and the sheep. He must come and enter him. He took people from the Judaism, and he took other people from the Gentiles and put them together and constitute another group different to what they were expecting. So he was in his mind thinking about the church he will build. This is what even he said, I will build my church. The church will be composed by different people. The Jews, the Gentiles, the free people, the slave, everyone who will accept him, he is going to welcome him and put him together, and he will be the leader. He will be the shepherd, and he will constitute another thing, another community, another group This is why he said he has come to seek and the lost people and redeem them, bring them together so that they can give them light. So, but when now he came for the first time, he didn't show clearly first. He wanted, he started showing the Jews that there is a kingdom which is already at the end. The kingdom of God is ready. Or when he was talking about the kingdom of God, they understood that because they know that, yes, they know Jesus, the Messiah, will come and he will rule his people. The kingdom of God, they will get in that. They know that in their prophecy. So, but when he started saying that he's the Son of God, they were like confused. Because they knew the kingdom of God, Jesus is one of the descendants of David. He will sit on the throne of David and he will rule for his people. But when he starts saying about other people, Gentiles and whatever, they could not understand that. But he was talking about the kingdom and he was preaching. He even commissioned his disciples to preach the kingdom of God. If you can see Luke chapter 9 verse 2, he asked the disciples to go to the Jews and preach them the good news of the kingdom of God so that they can be prepared that the kingdom is there, is already established, so it's already open for them. So there was another mystery, something which was not revealed. That was the church was not revealed to them. They didn't saw. We had a gap. When they were looking at the prophecy, they saw only when Jesus will be coming on the earth and the rule. But here, before going there, this value, this church period, this dispensation, what we call it, dispensation of grace dispensation, they didn't see it. They were seeing only Moses' laws, children of Israel, goes to the these weeks of Daniel, and they saw directly the last 70th week of Daniel. So they saw Jesus coming to rule. But the problem here, the church period here, they didn't see anything. So it was hard for them to receive that message. This is why they said, he is not our king. When they condemned him, they said, he is not our king. He's not what the one we were expecting. So, when he asked the disciples to preach the kingdom, the message of the kingdom, what was that message? What was that gospel of the kingdom Jesus was preaching? It was only the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, which is good and joyful news. The Lord will establish a kingdom on this earth. Jesus, David's descendant, will reign with all subject of his righteous rule. We know, when I'm trying to see this about the coming of Jesus Christ and how he will rule the world, and see how people are ruling the world today, there is something I don't understand. When you will see people swearing before taking the power, they say, I will do this, I protect the constitution of the country, I will do this, I will do this. And them, so many of them take the Bible this way, and the constitution, the flag of the country, and they start swearing, and finishing the last word, when they finish, they say, oh Lord, help me. But now when they start ruling, it's different things. It depends on some of them, but when you see what they were intended to do and what they are doing, you will see this is why you see the world is shaking. The world is shaking. No peace, no stability, nothing is going on because they are not sticking on what they ask it. They ask God to help them, but they don't want to listen to God. That's the problem. When they say, God, help me, they should listen to God. They should listen to the direction of God. I remember when Jesus came one day, he was asking his disciples, who do you people think the Son of Man is? They say, some says, you are John the Baptist. Other says, you are Jeremiah. Other say, you are Elijah. And other say, you are one of the prophets. They don't know Jesus, who he is. They were saying those things because they knew the preaching, the message of John the Baptist. And when they hear Jesus speaking, they hear things like he was speaking like John the Baptist. When they hear the message of Jeremiah, they understand that in Jesus Christ's message, he was talking like Jeremiah. He was talking like Elijah and so many things like that. But he was not what they were thinking. Only when he asked now, and they say like that, who do you say the Son of Man is? He said, Peter said, you are the Son of the living God. You are the Son of the living God. And Jesus says, yes. It's not the flesh and the blood which reveals you by my Father in heaven. Now I'll tell you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gate of hell will not prevail against it. So, and he promised him to give him the key of the kingdom. I will give you the key of the kingdom of heaven. So, I don't want to go there, but what I'm trying to say is that Jesus was not well known that he is the Prince of Peace, that he is the Almighty God. He's a wonderful counselor. They just took Jesus like any other man. But John chapter 10 verse 16 said, he said, I have other sheep which are not of this sheepfold. He was talking about Jews. In the Jews' religion, we had so many groups, like the Pharisees were there, the Sadducees were there, and so on. So the Pharisees was a group which were expecting, they were following the scripture. They were a religious people. People were saying the truth can be found in the Pharisees. But the Sadducees, they were intelligent men. They had nothing to deal. They could not believe the miracle of God. They could not believe on the resurrections and whatever. They were using their mind. Something which was not explained, they cannot accept it. So I can compare them today like a scientific people. The scientists, you cannot tell them about things like faith. By faith, this will happen. They cannot understand what you are talking about. So, but the Pharisees were not even able to understand the message of the kingdom. This is why they started fighting. Now, Jesus came to his own first, and his own did not receive him. So his own were the Jews. They did not. And those who received him, he gave them the power to become the children of God. So when they rejected the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, he started preaching the message on examples. He started standing out of the door and started looking on the world. He welcomed everybody. And when he welcomed everybody, the Gentiles has listened to the message. And the message was not addressed the way it was in the Jews, but he was saying about how the king had made a party. He invited people. Those who were invited did not come, but he said, okay, go and call, go in the world, in the ways, the small ways, the road, and call everybody. And those who will come, he welcomed them in the kingdom or in his plan. This is why he have already said that I have other sheep who are not of this sheepfold. I will welcome them. I will make them one sheep. If we can read this verse, please, before we can continue. John chapter 10, verse 16. John 10, 16. Please. Amen. Amen. So, that is very interesting. That is a very good message to hear. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. So it was this sheep pen, that was the Judaism, the Jews. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice. That is me and you, the Gentiles. And they shall be one flock and one shepherd. So he took those from there who listened to him, and from the Gentiles, he put together. That is the church he came to build. That is the Christianity he built. So from religion, he brought a body, his body, the church. So the shepherd, that is him, he is the shepherd, the one who instituted that program. So we have listened to him through the message of salvation. Now, when it says that we should seek first the kingdom of God, so we as Gentiles, people from outside, how will we seek the kingdom of God? Are we concerned about this kingdom? Is it for us? Because when you see the presentation, you will find that he was presenting the kingdom to the people of Israel. He started there. He sent his disciples there. But they resisted. But now he turned to the whole world. And he sent the message. He says, I will go to them. They will listen to my voice. And I will bring them together. They will be one flock. And they will have one shepherd. So, are we concerned about this kingdom? Are we going to be in that kingdom? The answer is yes. We know that we have been redeemed. We have been saved. God gave us a new identity. We are the children of God. We are the member of the body of Jesus Christ. So we are waiting for our rapture. He started ruling us since the day we accepted the Lord Jesus to be our personal Savior. We started listening to his rule. We are on earth, but we are subjecting. We are humble to his will, to his rule, to his direction. That's why he gave us the Holy Spirit to continue helping us, teaching us his rule, his regulations. This is the way you should go. This is the way, this is how you will handle things. This is how you will do. This is how you do. Because when the context saying, don't be worrying what we will say, we will eat, what we will wear, all these things will also be applied to us. We are not going to live a worrying life, a fearful life, because we have a master, we have a shepherd, we have a king. We are in this, we have been redeemed, we are on earth, but following his rule. He asked in that way, when you want to get to the kingdom, the people of Israel need to repent. Because this kingdom is different to the earth kingdom, because the kingdom of earth, there are not holiness in it. But the kingdom of God is holy. So for us, we need to understand through the reading of the Bible to understand God's plan, to examine our heart, how we have turned to the Lord Jesus. We need to live and live like a child, like faith regarding to our Heavenly Father. We depend totally on him. We need to live a life of prayer. We need to have a worry-free life. So we should not be worried every day. We should bring, he brings peace in our hearts. He brings rest. We will rest one day. So these characteristics should be in us. We are here. We are waiting for the rapture, which is a secret. When he will come to take the church, he will come like a robber. Nobody will know. So we are waiting. This is the blessed hope of the church. We will be redeemed. We will be raptured. We'll be taken from this world. And we will be with him. He will prepare us before we come back with him to rule on this earth the 1,000 years in his kingdom. So we'll be close to him. We'll be ruling with him. We will be with him ruling the world. We will teach the world the justice, because the real justice is found in the word of God. And those who know that justice are those who are saved, the Christian, who have the life transformed, who are not living a worry life. We are free. We just depend on God. In everything, we wake up in the morning, we say, okay, now that is a new day. God, lead me. While other people are not doing that. So you pray. You pray. Because I'm a human being, maybe after the end of the day, you can say, okay, I met so many people. In some way, maybe I have done wrong. Can you forgive me, oh Lord? So this kind of life, so you have a peace of mind. Even if there is so many difficulties, you make your trust to God, and God brings peace in you, and you will be free. And so for us, the kingdom of God is our kingdom. And the Prince of Peace is our Prince, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, who paid in full the wage of our sins, the one who makes us free, and we are free indeed. We don't need to worry anything because we are in his kingdom. God bless this word. Thank you for listening to me.